Pioneers in suite, what are we in, suite four now with...
4-3.
Yankee great Rick Cerrone. What's the coolest part about being here for an event like this?
Well, you get to see some of the guys you haven't seen in a long time. Dennis Rasmussen, I just ran into him. I haven't seen him in a while. He's flipping burgers in Texas, so or Minnesota. Where is it? Michigan.
Michigan.
So it's,
okay.
Yeah, it's nice to see guys. That's what it is.
And so, what is your famous favorite Old Timers Day memory? I know you played in the game.
Well, no, when I was playing for the Yankees, Joe DiMaggio was in my locker room for an Old Timers game. That was his locker, so that was pretty special.
That's cool. So, you played among other teams for the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Mets. What is it like as a Yankee to play the rivalry games like those?
Well, the Yankee-Red Sox is pretty special. It's a little different on both sides.
Yeah.
I've got to experience both ways. I think the Yankee fans take it a little more serious than the Red Sox fans. They expected to lose, the Red Sox, for some reason, but they've always been pretty good battles.
So, and then you took over for Thurman Munson. What was that like, coming in and filling it? You know, it was an untimely death, but he was a legend.
Yeah, but see, I looked at it differently. Thurman died in 79, August. If the two catchers that played after that for the last 2 months of the season in 79 would have done any good, they wouldn't need to go get a catcher. So I was looking like I was replacing them. You couldn't replace Thurman. I had a great year in 80 and, you know, tried to do the best I could. We won 103 games. So it was a lot of fun.
So do you do a lot of work with, it was called the Italy Earthquake Victims Fund? So, now I wanted to ask you, parli italiano?
Very little. Only the curse words.
Okay.
My mother and father, they were born here. My grandparents were born in Italy.
Okay.
And no, unfortunately, they didn't speak Italian in the house. I wish they did. I've been to Italy probably 12 times. I love it. We go to all different parts of Italy. Last year, I took my kids to Sicily for the first time. My favorite is probably Rapallo, which is the Italian Riviera. Capri, I love, you know, Sorrento. I mean, I can go on. There's something special about going there.
And, his name is actually Rick
Cerrone. Cerrone, Riccardo Cerrone. Nice. Italian boy from New Jersey.
So, you also, is it true you recorded a song?
For the earthquake victims.
Yeah. Could you give me a little rendition of that? Because I couldn't find it online anywhere. I think it's good. On record, vinyl.
It is on vinyl. I've been pressed. But you gotta go. You gotta find it on YouTube. I think you can find it on YouTube, along with some of those 10 jeans commercials.
So I think, you know, and I just want to tell you this. I played in Dumont High School softball.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think I played against your daughter.
All of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
All three of them played softball for Cresco High.
Yeah.
Basketball. My middle one, Carly. I think she scored about 1,500 points in basketball. I used to go to every game. And now Carly, the middle one, is actually teaching head girls basketball coach at Cliffside Park High School.
Cliffside, get out of here.
And a fifth grade teacher there. So she's happy. My oldest daughter's working for Google, and my baby just graduated from the University of Miami, and she's going to be working for UBS. So,
and just give the fans, what are you up to? What are you up to?
I'm a retired investor living on a pension down the Jersey Shore.
Perfect. Sounds good.
And having lots of fun.
All right.
Thanks.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right.
Appreciate it.